thinking about selling in this way takes pressure off you to force sales or feel awkward about promoting your business, because you're no longer in the business of selling. You're now in the business of satisfying people's needs. And, you know, we all want our needs satisfied. And so by doing this, you're actually helping people. You're not selling. You're listening to The Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to scale your solo business so you can earn more while working less. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a weekly email newsletter where we share business tips and helpful resources for solo business owners. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to receive a free marketing ebook. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 84 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. In today's episode, we'll be discussing how to sell without selling. Sometimes when you're promoting your business or trying to sell what you have to offer, it can feel a little bit awkward. I get sales pitches all the time via email, in my DMs, sometimes in person when I meet new entrepreneurs. And the approach a lot of entrepreneurs take to get the attention of potential customers, to attempt to get a sale, feels really wrong sometimes. I think there are really two things wrong with the selling approach many entrepreneurs take. For one, business owners make customers feel uncomfortable by shoving what they think is important about their business down their customers' throats to try to make people understand why what they have to sell is so valuable without even considering what the customer wants or needs. Why just jump the gun and start selling what you have to offer without even asking your customer what they want or what's on their mind? The truth about selling is that, well, the truth about buying and selling is that we are all more likely to buy things that solve problems for us. And we feel good about buying things that benefit our lives. You know, we feel good about making the types of purchases that we think actually solve real problems for us in our life. And so these are the types of purchases no one has to convince us to make because we want to make them. And so what I think about here is like, what's the point of constantly selling if the things that people really want, you don't have to convince them to buy? Another problem I see with the approach many entrepreneurs take when they're trying to sell what they have to offer is that many business owners sell from a place of desperation instead of selling from a place of actually wanting to truly help people. When all that's on our mind is making our business work, growing our business, getting a sale, making money, selling sometimes from the customer's perspective feels desperate. You know, I mean, there's nothing more uncomfortable than feeling obligated to buy something because, you know, the person trying to sell it to you seems desperate. And so we never want to come off like that to our customers. Your goal in selling whatever you have to offer should be to first understand your customers' needs and then match the qualities or features of your product or services to the needs that you know your product or service can solve for your customer. This allows you to make sure that your customers' needs are met by selling that product. This helps your customers see that your product is something they can feel good about buying because it genuinely benefits their life. This is called selling without selling because you're selling, but not really, because you're actually solving problems and helping people through your business. So here is the two-step process I use to sell without selling. Number one, I let customers lead the conversation. So for example, if I'm in an interaction with a new potential customer, maybe this is a client consultation, maybe I've met someone at a vendor event and they've asked a little bit about my business, I'll let them lead the conversation by asking them questions. I'll say, so tell me what brought you in today, or tell me a little bit about your goals, or what have you feel like you've been needing lately as it pertains to what I do? Simply have a conversation and allow your customer to do the talking. You'd be really surprised by what people will open up and share when you create a space to just simply have a conversation. The best salespeople are good listeners, and the worst salespeople talk too much. Listen to what's on your customer's mind. And then after you do that, this brings me to my next step here. And your next step here, after you've listened to what your customer had to say, you've let them lead the conversation, you've learned about your customer's needs, they've opened up to you about why they're seeking whatever you have to offer in the first place, mirror what your customer needs to what you have to offer. So if a customer was to have a conversation with you about some of the challenges in their life or maybe some of their goals, and you are seeing that what you have to offer would help them solve some of these challenges in their life, you could say something like, "Oh, wow, it's so interesting you say that you're struggling with that because I used to struggle with that too. I can't even explain how many similarities there are between what I'm experiencing and what you're experiencing. And so years ago, I started doing research about something that would work to help me out with this. And I came up with this product. It's really cool. It's worked well for me. I've used it on, you know, some of my other clients and they've really enjoyed it." Don't ask for a sale. Just have a conversation. You saying that is typically going to lead your customer to say, "Wow, let me take a look at that. It's worked well for other people." Then you can step in and say, "Yes, let me tell you about my client, Tammy. She uses it and she said it really works wonders for her." And then the client might say, "Oh, wow. Well, I'm definitely going to think about trying it. I never thought about using something like this." You know, making it a conversation, listening to your customer's needs, matching what you offer to something that you see that they need some help with, it makes it a no-brainer for your customer because guess what? You're giving them the opportunity to make the decision to buy it for themselves instead of asking for the sale. Your customer sees that you understand their need. You match what they need to one of the benefits of what you have to offer. Now your customer, the ball's in their court, really. They can decide whether or not they want it, but you've made it clear that what you have to offer satisfies a need for your customer. Here's an example. So let's just say you sell cupcakes. You know that your cupcakes taste better than any other baker's cupcakes in your city. So anytime someone approaches you about your cupcakes, you tell them all about how long you've been in business and that your recipes have been passed down from your grandmother. And you also share how you just started working from a commercial kitchen and that you're super professional. So these are the things about your business that are important to you, but you also have to think about maybe some things that are important to your customer about what you do and what you offer. All of these things that are important to you are great, but you have some customers that just won't care about that stuff. You have customers that, for example, you may have a customer that wants to create a custom cake for their child's birthday party. They don't care about this backstory about your business. They want to see your custom designs. They want to know that you can come up with something creative. And so you would match what that customer needs to the benefits of what you have to do that pertain to that customer. You would start having a conversation about the custom work you've done, not the other stuff that that customer doesn't care about. Or let's just say another customer walks through the door and this customer is a wedding planner and they're looking for vendors to partner with. You wouldn't have the same conversation you'd have with this customer as you'd have with the customer who needed a custom cake for their son's birthday party. Instead, with this customer who's the wedding planner, you may say, "Oh, okay, I've done some cakes before for weddings, and I've also partnered with a few venues before. We specialize in coming in and setting up the cake and making sure that it's flawless for the day. We do deliveries, you know, all this stuff." You would talk about some of the benefits of what your business offers that pertains to that customer. And then maybe you have another customer who's an entrepreneur and they need an order of cupcakes for an upcoming event they have for their small business. You wouldn't have the same conversation about the benefits of your business with your entrepreneur customer that you'd have with your wedding planner customer. And so it's important to have conversations with your customers so you know what's on their mind, what they need, what's important to them, what they're here even looking for, what they need help with, you know, because every customer's need is going to be different. And so with this being said, you have to have conversations and understand what your customers really want before jumping in and trying to make a sale. And letting your customers lead the way and asking them about really what they want is the best way to work to actually mirror what you have to offer to what your customers need. Ultimately, this takes pressure off you because you're not trying to shove your business down anyone's throat. You're simply having a conversation about how what you offer is exactly what your customer told you that they need. Thinking about selling in this way takes pressure off you to force sales or feel awkward about promoting your business because you're no longer in the business of selling. You're now in the business of satisfying people's needs. And, you know, we all want our needs satisfied. And so by doing this, you're actually helping people. You're not selling. Instead of constantly chasing customers or sales, let your customers come to you. Show up where you know they might be looking for you. And then when customers reach out, have conversations about what they need. Help your customers see how what you have to offer is exactly what they've been looking for. If you've been having trouble with selling lately, I challenge you to take a step back and think about using a different approach where you put the customer first. All right, that is all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed today's content. If anything resonated with you from this episode, I would love for you to leave us a review here on the Apple Podcast app. Leaving us reviews helps more people find the Solopreneur Hustle Podcast. I hope you guys have a great week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle, and don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.